In a small country town in the Green End of Victoria, a family sits down for lunch on a wintry Saturday afternoon. Food is served, conversations are had. The centrepiece of the meal is beef Wellington. This might sound like a scene from a typical Australian household, but this lunch turned out to be anything but ordinary. Hours after eating the home-cooked meal, all four of the guests had fallen terribly ill. Within days, three of them were dead. What happened in the hours and days that followed is a story that has made headlines across Australia and around the world. It's an extraordinary and tragic story, and one that's playing out in real time. And in our new podcast, we explore that meal and everything that's rippled out from it. The investigation, the public interest, the media scramble, the trauma and silence of a small country town.
Even a nice place like South Gippsland can have its secrets and its sorrows.
Members from the homicide squad executed a search warrant at the residential address in Leongatha where the luncheon took place. A 48-year-old female from that address was interviewed by homicide squad investigators.
Now that we had the identification of the victims, the really big question we wanted to answer is, who was the cook? What happened? How did these people die? What was the meal?
And at the centre of it all, the mushroom cook herself, Erin Patterson.
I'm devastated. I love them. And I can't believe that this has happened, and I'm so sorry that they have lost their lives.
Of course, Erin Patterson has a presumption of innocence, and a court will decide what happened and did not happen.
We'll be following this story as it happens, covering all the updates and court appearances, so make sure you join me, Brooke Rebert-Craig, for The Mushroom Cook, a new podcast series launching soon wherever you get your podcasts.